702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, welcome back. Let's get straight into it. Tokyo, we're seeing now a dramatic increase in the number of COVID cases. Is that a worry?
Yes, morning, Wangani. Yeah, you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Synchronized lateral flow testing could be a new Olympic sport, couldn't it? 3 points for a refusal, I would suggest. But yeah, COVID cases in Tokyo. Now, given that they haven't let international fans in, given that there aren't any home fans really going to the venues, I wonder if this is all about the athletes and the officials. 11,000 athletes, several thousand officials moving around. The transportation system obviously is taking people on board. Perhaps people are going to each other's houses, I don't know, to watch the Olympics on telly. But they've now had nearly 3,000 cases in one day in the Japanese capital. That is 150% higher than the previous week. The Japanese Prime Minister has encouraged people to work from home. Non-essential outings are being discouraged. They're sort of not quite going into lockdown, but nonetheless, they're moving in that way. And also, I have to say, the Japanese Prime Minister insisted no need to consider suspending the Olympic Games. But the fact that he said there was no need to consider it makes you wonder if perhaps they have been considering it.
And talking of the Olympics, Adam, the world's best gymnast. I mean, by far, yeah. She is, right? But now, Simone struggling with mental health issues.
Yes, one of the all-time greats, isn't she? Simone Biles. And there's that thing that, you know, she takes to the floor, she does whatever exercise, and you kind of expect perfection. And there suddenly was her lowest Olympic vault score, and then she withdrew from the team event. And she said that simply she couldn't go on, that she had to focus on her mental health. And there's been wide praise for her for focusing on mental health over and above. But you do wonder, don't you? You know, the stresses and strains of being absolutely top athlete, pinnacle of your career, the focus is on you, especially, you know, although she was taking part in a team sport, essentially it's an individual sport. You don't get necessarily, you know, the arms of your teammates like you do in cricket or football or rugby, whatever, where you know, they'll say, look, don't worry, you may have missed the kick, but we're all in this together. Maybe it's just so much more difficult. The only thing is, we will never know. How can you ever know somebody's state of mind? And did the state of mind happen because suddenly she felt her performances weren't up to it? Or did the state of mind exist before? And therefore, maybe, you know, it's important. I think sometimes on a personal level, remember that day you just did not want to go to school, or those many days you didn't want to go to school, and your mum just goes, shut up, put your uniform on, go to school. Sometimes you need that, but sometimes you need something else. And you wonder with Simone Biles, maybe she needed that something else a bit earlier.
I think one of the things we can never overlook is the enormous pressure these athletes face, the global spotlight on your achievements. And of course, we also know they've got a brief window in their lives where they can perform at their peak. And so my sympathy goes to them because I think what they do is incredibly, incredibly difficult. Now, tell me about a mega discovery found in Sri Lanka.
Yes, not the world's largest sapphire, but the world's largest sapphire cluster. So we're not talking about one gem. We're talking about multitude of gems, all essentially buried in this huge stone found in Sri Lanka while workmen were digging a well. The cluster weighs 510 kilos, has 2.5 million carats of sapphire in it, called the Serendipity Sapphire. It's worth in total about, they reckon, $100 million. I mean, how's that for finding that whilst digging a hole? I mean, water is great, but sapphires, I think sapphires beat water on many occasions. Anyway, I have to say that this was found in a city in Sri Lanka called Ratnapura, which means city of gems. So they do find these things on occasions. And you know what? I reckon if I lived there, I might be worth digging a few more wells.
I think so. Adam Gilchrist, great to have you back.